Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me today is David Lonsdale, CEO at Greenbank Capital. Alongside him is Terry Pullen, CEO at the Substantia Group, which is a subsidiary of Greenbank Capital. Good to have you both. How are you today?
We're really well.
Thank you, Christine. Yeah, very well.
Very well indeed, Christine.
I'm going to kick it off with you, David, today. For investors who might be new to the story here, lots to talk about today, but first, give us an intro to the company.
Christine, thank you. And it's a delight to be with you today. Greenbank Capital is a publicly traded, entrepreneurial, next generation merchant bank. We have had tremendous progress this last year. We have executives in Toronto, in Dallas, in New York, and Terry is in our London offices right now as we're speaking with you. We have successfully raised an oversubscribed private placement of 4.5 million in Canada. And we also, Staminia, which is one of our portfolio companies, has raised 10 million pounds in the UK. So the company is well capitalized. We have a number of specific things that we do. First of all, we invest in corporations. Two types of corporations. One, the unicorns, companies that we believe can grow dramatically and return significant value to our shareholders. And when you look at Codicote, for example, the company that we have just invested in that has a surface protectant that will kill all viruses, including COVID, and this can be built into manufacturing process or applied to products retroactively, this is a company that could go a tremendous distance. In fact, the Royal Opera House in London has just contracted with them for applications throughout the Royal Opera House. And that's just one. I mean, we have invested in PharmaCure, which is working on Alzheimer's. And we have invested in Orbit, which is a next generation financial services company. So those are the sorts of companies on the unicorn side we invest in. In addition, we invest in asset-rich cash flowing companies. And when you look at P&H Motorcycles, one of the largest distributors of motorcycles in the UK, and the fact that we are going to be turning it into a distributor of electric motorcycles, it is cash flowing and it is positive. Also, we invest in property development. And this is what Mr. Pullen is going to talk about in just a few moments. Substantia is a very capable company, and Terry has just won the leadership position in this very large development project, which you and he will talk about in a second. In addition, we have announced that we will be announcing a capital markets trading desk. And while there's not a lot of information that I can share with you on that, very shortly, we will be putting out press releases on it, but we will be actually entering into that arena.
I was just going to say, you have your hand in many different areas. So thank you very much for that, David. Terry, I want to bring you into the picture here. As David mentioned, you've just won this deal where you will build out a multi-phase carbon neutral property development in a UK town. So can you give us some more detail on that?
Certainly, yes. Obviously, it's a very large project and it's a very ambitious project, but it really focuses in the initial phases on the planning and ensuring that the planning is not just achieved, but it's achieved in a way that is forward thinking and very much 21st century in terms of property development. And what I mean by that is it really is a bit of a cliche term now, but it truly is placemaking. It truly is creating a place for community to develop, for businesses to thrive, education to be a part of that, and it all to be cohesive. Without that cohesive community that works within a sort of a practical, economical set of numbers that add up. Frankly, it's destined for failure in the biggest sense, which is to have a lasting legacy. The other part of that legacy in placemaking, I believe, and that's why I'm proud to be a part of this, the team that's bringing this forward and leading it, is the ecological benefits that initially will always be perceived as negatives. A lot of development, does get thwarted because of the initial concerns over the environment, ecology, and all of the appropriate reasons why we would worry about the world today, the world tomorrow. The exciting thing about this project is that that's at the forefront of our focus. It's very easy to say that and difficult to do that. But the true intentions are to be really world leading in our approach to carbon neutrality, to sustainability, and to every form of energy factor that can be something that can see us into the next 100 years, not the previous 100 years, which frankly has been a bit of an environmental disaster in many areas of property development.
Terry, have you revealed details on where exactly you'll be looking to build? And can you talk us through some of the phases of development here?
Certainly, yes. As you can imagine, the ink is just dry, Christine. But even though the deal is signed, there still are serious areas of confidentiality that we, for obvious reasons, have to comply to. What I can tell you is that the area that the land is in and the Thames Estuary, which for those and your viewers, your listeners that know, the maximum that would be 1 hour from central London. So fantastically well located in the southeast, and fantastically located to all of the benefits of the fantastic city that we're very proud of in the UK. The phasing process will really be very much initially the planning process and the specific land assembly that is important. The very, very exciting thing about such a major project, and this is for people in the industry, they would know this, for people not in the industry, it wouldn't be so obvious, is sometimes you could have a 1 acre, a 1 hectare site, and you could have 10 landowners that you have to pull together. The great news about the scale of this development is that it's deliverable with just two landowners, and both of those landowners we already have engaged with, we already have fantastically positive relationships with, and they're very favorable to what we want to do. That said, clearly we need to, tie down the terms of the land ownership, and we then will set about. We anticipate that taking, so it's specific, so probably the next 6 month period, and then post the 6 month period, we go into phase two, which is then the planning stage. And once we're in the planning stage, Christine, because of our previous history at Substantia, we're very proud of our history of being incredibly proactive, not reactive, with public consultation. The public and this particular scheme will play a massive part, and we will be wanting to engage all of the key stakeholders in that consultation, but we will want to be doing it in a proactive way, because the initial reaction to any development that's got scale is obviously one of unsurety, insecurity, and more often than not, lack of clear, concise, and clarity regarding what's actually going to happen. So phase two really is planning and public consultation. Phase three, with the benefit of a successful planning application, will be the development. Great. Wow. We dust ourselves down and let's get this thing built.
Excellent. Well, I'm very much looking forward to following your progress here. Terry, David, thank you so much.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Christine, for your time.